Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend, Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 91 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right, man.
We have a special theme. And since Google will not let us do YouTube into here or any other inputs of audio outside besides a webcam, we're going to cheat a little bit here.
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Here you go, everyone. That's our theme. John Schneider was a pimp.
Flattening the hills. Daisy Duke, baby. Oh, Grandpa.
Oh, you get the idea of what we're trying to get here.
Yeah, they wouldn't change if they could. You know, fighting the system like two modern-day Robin Hoods.
What are you talking about, Grandpa? That's Uncle Jesse, mofo.
Uncle Jesse, excuse me.
Uncle Jesse.
It's been a while, man.
Also played by Willie Nelson in the movie.
I'm old, so. Oh, God, you actually saw that movie?
Yes, I did.
I didn't have the heart to spend my money on it.
That's why I watch it on TV.
Ah, well, there you go. I thought you actually went to see it somewhere.
No. So, if you guys haven't figured out, our theme tonight is kind of a Dukes of Hazzard type theme. Both of us grew up watching the Dukes, and the beers tonight have a Duke theme.
And I'll be shooting my bow with an explosive on it at the end of the show, so stick around for that. I'm going to blow up the outhouse and a cop car. Oh, and I'm going to jump a truck. I'm going to jump a tractor trailer with hay bales and barrels on it.
I figured you would just end up making moonshine or something in your house.
I figured stick with the theme of, you know, every friggin' Dukes of Hazzard episode. They're jumping over the same trailer on the same road with the same stuff on the back.
Yee-haw! Yeah, but see, the other thing is you have to do something with Daisy. So find yourself a Daisy.
Hmm. Yes, I must have sex with
That could be tough. I'm not talking about Flash. No, wait, Flash isn't the dog. Is Flash the dog in this one? No, yeah, Flash is in this one because Fred's in Smokey and the Bandit. I get the two confused once in a while.
Yeah, same era kind of a thing going on there. But yeah, I mean, if you're in your 20s watching this show, you have no idea who the Dukes of Hazzard are, any of the characters we're talking about, look it up. Quality television from the, 80s?
Yeah, they know Johnny Knoxville, though.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did that whole thing, right?
All right, Puppy, so let's tell them what we got.
Yeah, Dukes of Hazzard jokes aside, how should I say this? Yeah, this is kind of a part two, if you will, from the last episode. I didn't even realize it until I started doing the research on the beers. And so this is like a public service announcement episode again, if you will. And, you know, we kind of did the Jokes of Hazzard theme just, you know, because we're goofballs, and it was fun. And the beers are from Roscoe's Hop House in Rochester, New York. And, you know, that's how I kind of made the connection when I was making the notes is, you know, Roscoe P. Coltrane from the Dukes of Hazzard, the old sheriff. So every time I looked at that damn label, that's the only thing that popped into my head. So Roscoe's Hop House Craft Ale. But that's just on the surface. It's a lie.
Why is it a lie?
This is another beer from Genesee. No. Contract brewed and labeled by Genesee from the World Beer Company. Yeah. What are you going to do? Right. And, you know, the last beers we had from them weren't horrible.
No.
So
I really liked them. So.
Yeah. It just pisses me off that they try and hide the fact that they're contract brewed by, you know, a big beer company, you know. I mean, there's a fine line there. I know people get started with contract brewing, blah, 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 but I mean, it's just for the marketing, and it doesn't say brewed by Genesee on the damn bottle. Fuck you. Makes me angry. But anyway, brother.
No, wait, no. Is it brewed by them, or is it just that they brew it and these guys are the bottling company for it? Like, Jenny's the bottling company.
Well, Genesee brews it, and it's distributed and marketed by World Beer Company, just like the last one.
Okay.
It's, you know, marketing bullshit once again.
So which one would you like to start with? We'll do that.
You know, we got three different styles. I say we do the pale ale first. A little less of a palate record to begin with.
That works. Okay, let's go pale ale.
All righty. I got the official SIDT butt plug / bottle opener on my end. We need to get one of these for your side of the studio. I know. That's showing off the butt plug bottle opener, man. This is Genesee beer, you know. It's a twist off.
Yeah. That's the big thing, is it's a twist off, kids.
Ooh. And, you know, I got to admit up front, I've had these beers already from one of my trips to the South. And these are something in my travels of, you know, I've brought back home for the show and to share with Spoon and all you guys. So that is definitely a benefit of my traveling days. Look at you in your Sam Adams glass. I haven't had that thing out in a long time.
That's kind of sexy.
Got my Voodoo Brewing Company snifter here.
That's, you got a sniffer for this?
Yeah. Figure what the hell.
Actually, it's... It's kind of got a little aroma to it.
Yeah, I mean, when I enjoyed these previously, I mean, I'm not going to say whether I liked them or not yet, but, I mean, it was Florida. It was 93 degrees.
Everything tastes good. Was 93 degrees.
Right. It's like when I was down in Key West, man. I mean, any beer would have tasted good down there. It was so damn humid and hot. But... thank God Key West has some good craft beer scene going on down there. I was pleasantly surprised by that. Did you taste yours already?
No.
Maybe. Get all mine in the snifter glass. Yeah.
Okay, here.
It's got a golden color you hold up to the light. Got a nice head on mine because of the glass and I poured it, you know, just right. So.
Mine is...
Nothing special on my pour, just pour it into that type of glass. I mean, to me, there's no aroma to this at all. I mean,
I'm getting a hop aroma to it. I'm definitely getting the hops.
Well, yeah,
but it's
no aroma. It's very subtle. I mean, I really have to fight to get the aroma out of this, man. Now, Spoon, I know for a while there you were really getting into just straight up pale ales. So I learned to really appreciate them. I kind of wanted your take on this because you drink the pale ales a lot more than I do, or at least you have in the past. And I like pale ales. To me, they're always just kind of boring. Not to take away from it. They're great beers, but, you know, I always just wanted something with a little more kick, a little more edge.
Something with a little bit more edge?
Wow, you set that down with disappointment. Yeah, Spoon does not like the pale ale. Not a fan?
No, it's not bad.
I would classify this one as an actual lawnmower beer.
I don't even know if I'd do that. Do it as a lawnmower beer just because of...
It's not horrible.
Hop, it's the hop character to it. I don't know if I'd call it a lawnmower beer.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I like this beer. I'm not going to say I don't like it.
It's a gateway pale ale.
There you go. It is a little hoppy. I mean, the more I let that sit on my palate, I'm getting it more. Would I have this over a Coors Light, a Bud, or a Miller? Yeah, hell yes.
Yes. Yeah, there's no question about that.
You know, it's not an adjunct style kind of beer. I mean, it's a decent pale ale. I've had a lot better pale ales. But to me, that's why I wanted to ask your opinion, because to me, a pale ale is a pale ale is a pale ale. You know what I mean? They're all kind of bland to me. I mean, this one, I get that hop characteristics, but it's just me and meh, it's a pale ale. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm trying to get like a feel for this thing. It's okay. Is it hoppy? Yes. Does it have a slight malt tone to it? Yes.
Yeah, I get malt more than hops, but I get both, but
it's
balanced okay.
It's a pale ale. It's bland. It's ugh.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Now, if I'm out at a bar and I need a session beer, this is like 5.3%. I'm going for this probably.
If I want something with hops, 5%, it's not bad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I want something with hops, that is it going to be really high in alcohol? Like I said, if I want a session beer, I'd probably do this.
I mean,
but would I mow my lawn with it? No.
I guess, yeah. On the gateway side of this, I think this might actually be a little too hoppy for somebody that's drinking Coors Light all the time. You know what I mean? There's lesser hoppy pale ales out there than this, I think.
Okay, so this is actually a really good segue into a big debate that's going on right now. There was an article in, I think, Slate was the publication that had it. Some lady wrote about, are Uber hopped fans ruining craft beer?
In a roundabout way.
Like, is it punishing those who don't like hops because everyone's coming out with beers that are like super hopped up?
No, I think I would disagree with that, because I think every, you know, respectable, decent craft brewery has a lineup of everything.
Well, it's not necessarily the brewery. It can also be the bars and the taverns that you go to. Like, everyone's got just
I see, like nothing but I've souped up double IPAs on tap and nothing else kind of a thing. Yeah, yeah, I see that.
Because there are times when I want to go out and just have like, I want to have like a wheat beer or I want to have a stout.
But you got to think, I mean, I'm a capitalist pig, so you know, I think of it that way. I mean, if that's what's drawing the people in and that's what they're making the money on, more power to them. Serve up them IPAs like a motherfucker.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, they're doing it for a business reason, obviously, right?
Right.
So I can't really fault them for that or even argue with that, really.
But the thing is, how many IPAs is too much that you're, you know, that you're kind of alienating a different segment of craft beer fans?
I think if you don't have at least one or two of the lighter styles on tap, you're probably doing your customers a disservice.
Well, especially if the only stout that you have is Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
We're a craft beer bar with 48,000 taps, but only two are non-IPAs.
They have Guinness and Guinness Dark. That's all we got.
And the new Guinness Black.
Yeah, the Guinness Black. I think I have some of that in my fridge.
It's not good.
No? I didn't expect it to be wonderful, but, you know.
It's not even good, no.
I think I got some Killian's Black in there, too.
I would drink Killian's over that Guinness Black.
Given to me, so it's still in the fridge, mind you. So thumbs down on this one, or just straight? I'm kind of bored with it. I would yearn for something more after having one of these, that's for sure. Yeah, so, meh. I don't know. Would I buy that again for myself? No, absolutely not.
But would you buy it if a bunch of people were coming over?
Yes, I would, yeah. To share with others, I would, but for myself, no, I would not. Again, not to take away from the beer, it's a decent pale ale, but it's just, it's kind of boring to me. And, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to the next beer already. What else we got going on, man?
It's a crazy time of year.
Yeah, I know. Just that American Craft Beer Week.
And well, currently as we're recording, so we're in the middle of it, just about the end.
Yeah, well, it's almost over, so I was kind of knowing that this was going to be recorded, you know, post, so, or release post. But
well, I did want to say, so to quote a famous movie, the beer is kind of like this, but I shoot with this hand.
Yeah, right.
Just had to throw that out there.
Yeah, I've been watching. For those of you on audio, you don't get that at all.
Blazing Saddles, kids.
Yeah.
That's what I was doing. I'm not looking at a hand straight, but I shoot with this one.
Oh, God. One of the best movies ever.
Yeah, I didn't really do anything special for American Craft Beer Week.
I honestly didn't either. I mean, the job kind of took me away from that, really. So I didn't even really bother.
Well, since we are having these beers, I guess we are doing something for American Craft Beer
Week. Right, yeah. During American Craft Beer Week, not so much for American Craft Beer Week. I don't know.
Well, we're always talking about beer, so we're advocates for craft beer.
Right, and absolutely.
And if you do want to find out more about craft beer movement, go to craftbeer.com.
Indeed.
And you can find out anything else you want to know about this wonderful beverage.
See, for us, every week is American Craft Beer Week.
Yeah, pretty much.
So there you go. And, I mean, what do you feel like, man? You feeling like a little Belgian, or are you feeling like a little IPA?
You know what? Actually, I would like to I want to cleanse my palate with that Belgian white.
Ah, before a hoppy IPA?
And I would also like to say to our fans and those listening that I just earned my American Craft Beer Week badge on Untappd.
Oh, yay, Untappd. I got a friend request from somebody. I have no idea.
I don't know who half the people are that I'm friends with.
Yeah, you know, by the way, please stop sending me friend requests on Untappd. I gave up on that like a year ago. I'm just saying.
All right.
Don't waste your time. Oh, did you chug that?
Well, yeah, I got to make room for the other beers.
I just set mine aside, man. Now you're going to make me feel all like I have to. Cheers.
So the next one up for us.
Oh, yuck.
The Belgian White. And this is the one. Now, if they're making the same beer that they made for Barrel Trolley, I'm going to know it with this one.
Barrel Trolley Belgian White, I know.
Because I really like that beer.
I can almost guarantee you they're identical as hell, I bet. I mean, they're probably not the exact same beer, obviously, but I bet they're damn close.
Now I'm curious, were they the same price?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, they're the same price point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's a chance that they could be, in fact, the
exact same fucking same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, we all know how that goes. You know, remember the Knights beers?
Yeah, that's right.
Those are just rebranded of something else. I forget. Lion's Head. Yeah, Lion's Head Brewing.
They actually did a decent job with that.
Yeah, but I mean, one of their lines died out, so they just recreated it with new marketing and new label and new beer names, but it was the same fucking beer that failed, you know, the year prior. Oh, that definitely smells like a Belgian wit.
Which goes to show that if you market your beer right, anybody will buy it.
Well, I only bought the Knight's Head beer because it was being discontinued at the distributor, and they were, you know, the Belgian was decent for what it was. They were selling it for like $8 a case.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
So I stocked up, man, yeah. Oh, look, all this right. glass holds the whole bottle. Yeah, for those of you watching on the video, this is the yes. Roscoe Belgian White.
Yes, we'll focus in here on Belgian White.
And their labels are
ale brewed with spices.
Their labels are pretty much identical, other than, you know, down here the description. So kind of boring there. Trying to look all old school and like hipster and shit.
Yeah, but I like the head on this. I mean, check out the in the Sam Adams glass.
Yeah, I mean, mine had that.
Take a look how that thing looks.
Thick head on mine too, but look what happened to mine in the snifter, dude. It went away promptly. I have nothing. A little bit of lacing on the top, but that's it.
Because you're not using the right glass.
Yeah.
If you used the right glass, you wouldn't have that problem.
This looks cloudy and unfiltered as it should. I don't know if you guys can see that in the light there on camera, but it's got that golden cloudiness to it, as a wit beer should. And no, I don't have a fucking lemon in my beer, so shut up. Again, dude, I don't get much of an aroma off of this at all. For a Belgian wit, I should get a nose full of coriander, etc.
This is pretty damn close to the same beer.
Is it? Yeah. I mean, this is brewed with spices, but I don't smell any damn spices on the nose. A little bit. If I stick my nose way down in the glass, like the two beer queers used to, you'd stick their hand around the glass and inhale.
You kind of sound like the Darth Vader of craft beer.
Spoon. I am. All right. Does it taste the same, you think? Kind of wish I had one to compare it with now.
Pretty close. Last week I said that I would drink a lot of these. This one, yeah, it's about the same.
I don't think I was a fan of this one.
If you can't find a barrel trolley, go out and get some Roscoe's.
Yeah, it's basically the same bland Belgian white that I had before. But, yeah, I mean, you liked it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Again, I'm bored with this one. So the thing, I would not buy this one again. What I'd like to see is a six-pack out there that has two Belgian whites, two of the pales, and two of the IPAs. Like a little variety six-pack instead of being stuck with all six of one. I mean, technically you can make your own, but I'm not, promoting that whatsoever at your grocery store / beer establishment. Do your own mix and match, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm kind of done with it. It's just, I don't know, the last two beers to me are, I think, even a little more boring than the previous shows, honestly. The barrel trolley to me was a little bit better than this.
I think the barrel trolley, and I don't know if it's because we had the pale ale first.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
This one doesn't seem to be as malty as the other Belgian white that we had. But also, the hops from that last one...
Yeah.
Might have just, wrecked a few things.
I mean, I think for me, I was underwhelmed on the last show with the barrel trolley, so the second round of the same is why I'm kind of negative about this, these last two beers. It's just more of the same as we had before,
Now, here's something that I did want to bring up, and I didn't have to show it. When my bottle was filled, it was filled up to here.
Oh, that's a short, dude.
So they ripped me out of beer.
Yeah, they're not allowed to sell shorts. I don't know what constitutes a short legally. I don't know, it has to be so far above the label or what. I have no idea.
That's so Roscoe's Yin's guys owe me...
about 2.7 ounces.
Yeah.
Hear we'll that, Genesee?
Send me my shots. in action.
Yeah, I should have bought a 6-pack of Genesee Cream Ale. We could have made this a Genesee show.
Ooh.
That's what it is. I don't know, dude. I'm very underwhelmed. I mean, I'm meh on both of these.
Yeah, not having a very good time.
No. Speaking of meh, I just got back from Florida again and around the Crystal River area. It's known for its manatees. So I went and saw the manatees and ended the snorkeling thing. After that experience, I started calling them meh natees. Get it?
But meh
natees. They're like fat, lazy cow shark things. They're just slow and dumb and fat. Yeah. You know, like my meh nitty story.
That was bad, dude.
Oh, come on, it was funny.
Alright.
There. Beautiful animals, but boring as shit.
There you go. Oh, there's no cymbal crash? That's a lame sound effect.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Oh, here you go.
Alright. Let's get to the next beer. We're starting to play with sound effects now. This is
But there's something else, because I still have to drink this.
Do you want to talk about the
you can talk about federal thing? I gotta throw this thing down.
I gotta throw this thing down.
And you can start with it because I do have, being a social media professional, I do have a view on this.
Yeah, I mean, to me,
I need to have a couple more drinks in me before I
start. Before you rant.
Before I rant.
I mean, I don't know if it's so much a rant because I think everyone saw this coming sooner or later. It's the government. But the feds put new rules on wineries' use of social media. And they did this with breweries as well, but this article's a little short on that. Beverage makers selling wine, beer, and spirits using the freewheeling world of social media are being gently reined in by the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau. Basically, what they're doing is creating new guidelines. They declared that sites like Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn are essentially new forms of advertising, so the same rules apply as they do on television and
magazine
and all that, so yeah.
You can advertise on Facebook? What?
Like, ooh, it's a new world now. We got to monitor something else that we have no business doing. Yeah, you know me, dude. I'm very limited government, so that's my gripe. Shut the fuck up. Get out. Who cares? Leave us alone. We're big boys and girls. And, you know, that's my take on it. But there's going to be, you know, like, they're bitching about a Twitter feed that some winers are putting out that says, new study proves wine is good for your health. And they're bitching about shit like that, too. So,
but it is, in moderation.
In moderation. But, you know, the government, you know, thinks we're stupid, and they have to, you know, monitor this and tell everyone it's in moderation.
You know why? Because
we can't think for our fucking selves.
Because there's a whole generation that's coming up that can't think.
Okay, yeah, coming up. They're already here, dude.
Oh.
Yeah, it's horrible, man. Fucking nanny state bullshit. I mean, you can make your arguments all you want, but I have that weed out the week attitude. If you're too fucking dumb to realize that 40 gallons of wine a day is bad, you know, it's not good for you, then you fucking deserve all the liver fucking disease that you can possibly get. I hope you fucking get covered in liver spots all over your back for that. I'm just saying.
And I hope you leave me in your will.
Yeah, don't be a douche. That should be every fucking government slogan on every fucking billboard and every fucking government program.
Now,
here's
my whole beef with all that, too. So it's like on your website where you have to say, click here to say that you are 21 to visit the site.
You know what? I've seen that less and less over the years, though.
It's still Adams out there, does that, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah,
because the cookie never remembers that I'm over 21.
Right.
But it's stupid shit like that. And I understand they did
legally
it to cover
bullshit.
Their butts.
Yeah.
But come on. You're clicking on a... Do you really think that by seeing in my Twitter profile that I say that vodka will cure cancer, that you're going to drink it and say, I'm going to cure cancer?
Right. Or sue the vodka company because somebody on Twitter said that, you know, it cured cancer?
Or that you don't have to hold your steering wheel while you're driving because vodka will make you... Because Jesus is your co-pilot when you drink my vodka?
I mean, sadly, this is why they have to do this crap, because there are stupid fucking people out there who will sue over this shit.
Just, it drives me freaking nuts.
Yeah.
When this shit happens.
Weed out the weak, thin the herd, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
No shit, you're going to be impaired if you drink so many beers.
Exactly.
Of course it's going to happen. And you know what? Dropping that...
Dropping it from 0.08 to 0.05?
That's nothing. Those are the people that you worry about. It's the people that are slamming back, and they come out with like a 0.35.
0.08, dude, is the difference between my three beers and my two.
Yeah, it's
not... Fuck you, government.
It's not that big of a deal.
Fuck you, special interest groups. Fuck you, MAD. I don't even care if anybody out there listening goes, helped by MAD. Fuck you. They're a rotten, twisted fucking organization that needs to go away. The founder of MAD left years ago because the vision wasn't hers anymore. What the hell does that tell you?
Because they want prohibition.
Exactly. Yes.
Rah, 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 rah.
And before all you fucking people say that, you know, we're conspiracy theorists, all that shit, look it up. They want prohibition. They preach it. So, yeah.
This take room, that. This room does not have enough harumphs.
Harumph.
Harumph. I actually used that in a meeting once.
Wow.
But I forget what my boss was saying something about, you know, what else do we need, and people were bitching. I said, you know what, this meeting does not have enough harumphs. and only two other people went harumph, 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 harumph.
Do you remember what I said to our old IT boss in that giant meeting with everyone in it years ago?
No.
Our old boss yelled at me for it later, but, you know, we were doing a big IT meeting, and, you know, everything was discussed for like 2 hours, and my boss says, does anyone have anything pressing or any questions that they would like to ask the group? I raise my hand, and he says, yes, Brad. And I said, why does it hurt when I pee? And, yeah, I got some chuckles and some looks, but I thought it was fucking funny. Oh, what you gonna do? I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, wait, here we go. That's what I wanted.
Oh, we should have found a Dukes of Hazzard soundboard. Alright, dude. I mean, this is kind of a negative show. I've been doing nothing but bitching because I've had shit beers.
They're pretty
good. Let's hope the next one is okay. Now, before we continue, did you have anything else to add to the whole social media government control crap
thing? I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah, nothing.
No, I'm letting it go. I'm trying not to vent on Twitter as much in the past as I did in the past.
Well, it's more than Twitter. This is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.
It's just, you know, it's stupid things.
More government bureaucracy and control.
And really, it's a lot of it comes down to, and this is what I say.
I don't know, personal fucking responsibility.
Well, a lot of what I do, like I speak at conferences and shit like that for about social media, and this is why I've said to college classes, don't be stupid, all right? Just don't be stupid. Think about it. When you're, I don't know, 3 years from now, and you're trying to get a job, do you want your employer to see you holding back, you know, your selfie that you're doing in the bathroom of a strip club on spring break? No, don't be stupid. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly.
No one cares. You care, but nobody else does.
And you know, all your Facebook friends are actually laughing at you behind your back when you post that shit, right?
No, they're actually all high-fiving each other, like, yeah, bro, yeah, man, that's awesome. And then you realize, oh, my employer just saw, well, you should just give me a job. You should make me a vice president now anyways, because, you know, I'm like cool and like stuff. And my parents told me that you would give me a job as like a VP. And if you don't, I'm going to write a bad review about you on like Yelp or something.
Wow. That's so true. It's scary.
You have no idea how true that is, actually.
Oh, I know. Dude, you know more than I, for sure, because you are in that environment.
On a positive note, I'd like to thank tonight's t-shirt sponsor, which would be Piper's Pub.
Piper's Pub, nice.
And I say they're sponsored because in episode like 60-something, they gave us a free shirt. So
right on.
If it's not scotch, it's crap, I believe is what my back says. So.
Yeah, I'm sporting our Happy Hour for Your Ears logo once again.
I was going to wear that, but I figured you probably would. And I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to wear the shirt of the band I was going to see.
No doubt.
All right.
You know, I'm really looking forward to the next one because of the style of it is, but I'm not really getting my hopes up here, dude. Is that bad that I'm already bashing it and I haven't opened it yet? Because this one, I've had the other two before. This one I have not.
India Pale
this
Ale.
This is an Indian Pale Ale.
India, not Indian.
What'd I say, Indian? God. I'm so off on this show, man.
It's not made from maize.
Ha! Hallelujah.
Kelly Maize, Lord, maybe, man. But not.
Kelly Maize?
But not. Wow. Maize. Have you ever seen Kelly Maize?
No.
Google her sometime.
I have no idea whom you are speaking of. For those of you who don't know, I don't watch television or not in the movies so much.
She's a local girl.
Oh! See, I don't even know that.
I say Maze, her last name could be Mize. I don't know. I'm not into the hip lingo, so.
Yeah, who knows.
And I'm old and married.
I'm just old. So,
all right, puppy. Let's talk about this beer.
Final beer of the evening.
Wait.
Thank God.
It's a twist off.
I know. Look what I did. I reached for this again. Such a habit, man. Reaching for the damn bottle opener. If there's any indication of shit craft beer, it's Twist Off. So the good craft beers out there that use Twist Off, you're getting lumped in there. Maybe you shouldn't.
Why would you use Twist Off if you're a good craft beer company, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Cheaper?
Exactly. You wouldn't.
I'd like to see everyone go back to, you know, cans, honestly. How you do it?
How you do it?
All right, does that at least smell like a fucking IPA?
Honestly, it smells like the pale ale we did.
It smells like meh.
But from India. I'm still getting the same hop aroma.
Spicy hop character blended with smooth malt flavor for a balanced, rich finish. I can't wait for that rich finish, Spoon. God, I'm such a negative Nancy on this fucking show tonight. Unbelievable.
Well, you're usually a Nancy in general, so negative Nancy isn't bad.
Stop it! You silly whore.
This looks like the exact same beer.
Dude, it tastes like dish soap. Sorry, I did not mean to put that in your fucking head, but that's... I mean, I get the hops, but it's a little dish soapy.
It tastes like the same beer.
Yeah, it's fucking spicy hop character, my ass. I bet it's, you know what I bet they use? I bet they use homeopathic hops. You don't know what homeopathic hops?
What?
Homeopathic hops. That just means they just took a truckload of hops and drove them by the brewery, and that was enough to flavor the beer.
No, I thought it was going to be
it was
like
homeopathic.
I thought it was going to be an osmosis beer.
No, the homeopathic. You just drive it by and go, oh, then the hops are in. Yeah. Dude, that actually kind of want to dump this one. Dear God.
Well, Roscoe's, so...
yeah, I'm kind of actually pissed off that I took the effort to buy these and, you know, bring them back home with me from Florida.
Which I think it's funny that you have to go to Florida to buy beers from Rochester.
Exactly. I haven't seen them around here at all. If anybody in our local area knows, you know, where you can get Roscoe's or, you know, the barrel trolley around here, just go to the establishment and tell them please not to sell it anymore.
They probably don't because they're like, oh, sorry, no, Roscoe's is behind on flavor profiles. We're too advanced for that. And we'll just bitch about you on Twitter for drinking that.
Yeah, dude, these beers kind of suck. I was actually happier with the barrel trolley. Yeah. I don't know if it's because just they were first, and you know this is a kind of a revisit, repeat of the same fucking blandness. I don't know.
Now there is something.
I had a better attitude with the first three in the last show.
There is something I do have to bring up with how we're sampling the beers and how purists are going to be. And this is basically where Sick Puppy tells you to go screw yourself. So get ready. I realize that we're not scraping our palates, drinking water, eating pretzels or whatever.
Yeah, fuck you. Just enjoy the goddamn beers.
And we're not scientific. I'm a goddamn scientist, but I'm not scientific. Because I can time travel. What I'm trying to say is, whenever you sample beers, you know, keep in mind the fact that you are drinking a mix of different styles.
Right, absolutely.
So if something's not agreeing, it could be something lingering from a previous beer. But really, are you seriously going to sit there and scrape your tongue and swish water around while you're having beer with your friends because you want to pick up the, you know, the esters of it? Screw that. That's when you become a D-bag.
I actually know two people that scrape their tongues when they're doing beer tastings.
And they probably are on Twitter and don't like us. And
well, they get those fucking, you know, the reach things with the little floss thing. Like, dude, I just want to fucking stab you with that thing. Give me it. Give me it now. Hand that to me. Give me that.
If you're judging beers, like if you're a beer judge, okay, I can understand that. If you're in a competition,
well, scraping the tongue's a bit much.
No, I'm just saying in general, if you're, you know, cleansing for a beer
crackers, cleansing, sure. Fuck yeah.
But, yeah, that's perfectly fine. But you know what? If you're just having beers with friends and they're asking you about
the and if you act like that.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy that goes down to like Piper's or somewhere and it's like, oh, hey, what do you have on Costco? I only drink what's on Costco.
If you're out with me and you do that in front of me, I have no reservations about kicking you straight in the fucking balls. I don't care.
He'll do it. I've seen it.
I will knee you in the fucking groin so fucking hard that you will never have children again. Because if you're going to be that kind of a douchebag, I don't want you to have kids anyway. So
Just don't do it.
Don't be an asshole.
Like on Facebook and Twitter, don't be stupid.
Don't talk down to fucking people. It's just stupid, man. No wonder the fucking craft beer scene gets that reputation like the wine scene did years ago and still kind of has. Because there's douchebags out there thinking they're better than anyone else.
Well, I am. I have a radio show. Internet radio show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, fucking, see, bad beer just brings out the worst in me. I don't think I've done nothing but bitch this entire show.
It makes me cry.
Yeah. I like it when the Red Watcher comes out.
Wow.
Yeah, do you know what a reference I just did there?
So,
Salad Fingers. If you don't know what Salad Fingers is, look it up.
No.
It's old. He hasn't done anything for a long time, but dude, you got to check out Salad Fingers. I say dude isn't, you know, everyone who's listening and watching right now should check out Salad Fingers after the show.
So, out of the three beers, how would you rank them?
Okay. I can't even do a 3-2-1 or a 1-2-3 here, dude.
Neither can I.
the pale ale was probably the most tolerable, honestly. The Belgian white to me was shit, and the Indian pale ale tastes like soap. There you go. There's my 1-2-3. There's my comparison. That's my ranking right there. Shit. It's meh, Belgian meh, and dish soap. That's all I got, dude. I'm sorry, man.
I think I'm right there along with you.
All right. Do you get the dish soap reference I'm getting?
No. I'm not getting dish soap. Well, now, keep in mind that we've got different types of dish soap here, and I do like stuff with a nice piquant aftertaste.
It's Don gets hops out of your way.
Get shitty hops out of your way.
Still think the homeopathic hops joke was funny, damn it.
Took me a second. I'm like, is he trying to be a smartass?
I was, yes. I was trying to be a smartass.
In that case.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, that was, dude, I hate to disappoint our fans, but I don't really say we're disappointing them. We're teaching them. If you have any kind of a palate, don't buy this shit. There you go. We drink it so you don't have to. Perfect example right there.
Now,
we drink this shit so you don't have to. However, I think I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say
if you like it, great. That's what I was going to go with.
No, I wasn't going there at all.
I'm not going to knock you because, you know, everyone has a different palate. But we think they suck, so.
What I was going to say is.
Roll with that.
If you have beer you would like us to try, if you're a brewery, have beer you'd like us to try, because there's beer on its way here right now coming from.
Oh, that's right.
Jersey, I think. Could be.
I don't remember it anymore.
There's beer on its way here for us to review from a brewery. He said, hey, would you guys try this out? And I said, hell yes, we will. I'll never turn down free beer.
Absolutely. So
if you would like to get in contact with us, find us on Facebook. Should I drink that? I don't know, facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. Actually, just go to shouldidrinkthat.com, and you'll see our contact. Fill out the form, get a hold of us. We'll let you know what's up.
Yeah, that'd be the easiest way. Right on, man, yeah.
Or if you don't want to go to a website because you're too cool, webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com. We'll also, that email thing that you're getting then, will get to us.
Let not this show reflect any future judgments.
But I will say,
one of 91, so.
Don't just limit yourself to beer either. If you have food or beer items that you'd like us to try out.
Hot sauce.
Yes, or hot sauce.
Just saying.
Puppy needs some hot sauce.
I do. I want some
hot sauce. Actually, I did get a hot sauce in the mail, and it was very good.
Oh, do tell.
Well, keep talking. I'll go get it.
Oh, is it local? Tell me it's local.
It's not local.
Anticipation is making me wait. Damn him for making me wait. Yeah, so now overall, the Roscoe's Hop House, Genesee, fail. But again, if you like it, yeah, good for you. It's not for us, that's for sure. Oh, he's back.
I am back, and this is the hot sauce that I had, the Humboldt hot sauce.
Humboldt hot sauce. Island style.
Yes, I am not a hot sauce fan, but this stuff I loved.
Oh.
It had.
It looks yellowish green on camera. What is that?
Well, yeah, it is. It's the
island style. Like a jalapeno?
No, banana. It's like
is it banana? Yeah, is it banana peppers? Is that what it is? Or is there banana in it?
Ingredients: onions, pineapples, roasted bell peppers, habanero peppers, guava nectar.
So they're cutting it with the sweet. That's why you like it, because it's
and
not
distilled
terribly, vinegar. Can't be terribly hot.
And there are bananas in it. It's hot enough for me.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah. For you to say habanero and the ingredients and say you like it, I know you and your hot sauce palate, so.
Actually, it reminded me of when we were down in St. Lucia.
Nice. I mean, that's why they put the pineapple on top of it, to cut that sweet with the hot and the citrus.
It was so good.
Where did you get that from?
I got this from a friend of the show, Captain Willie.
Oh, that's right, Captain Willie. Damn it, Captain Willie sent me some. God damn it, I want some of that. I will pimp the shit out of it.
We'll put a link to this on the shouldidrinkthat.com website on our show notes, whatever.
Yeah, I need to talk to Willie. He was supposed to send me some too. Damn it.
The URL is humboldthotsauce.com, and we will definitely be posting links. This is really good.
I haven't tried it yet, but if it's coming from Captain Willie, it's got to be good.
And
so, looking forward to that.
It's only got 5 calories, so that means it's healthy.
Per serving. How many servings?
Serving size is 1 teaspoon.
Ha! One of your kids.
Basically. That's a big kid, too.
Yeah, right on.
But hey, it's got vitamin C, so it's healthy.
Yeah, Willie, you bastard. Get a hold of me. You need to send Sick Puppy some. All right, man. Shall we wrap this up? Because I'm really tired of milking this fucking shitty IPA.
Yeah, let's
God, that's the most negative I've been on beers for a long time on this show, dude.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I can't remember last time I was this negative on all three. Oh, wait, I guess I can. Butternuts. Butternuts. I don't know if there's anything in between there, but yeah, that was a long time ago. Still hate you, Butternuts. Just saying.
Butternuts.
maybe they're brewed by Genesee.
they could be. They're up there in New York State. The whole farming thing could be a farce.
Yeah, exactly. And God knows their flash page is a farce. They still, and that was a long time ago since I've been on it. It might have changed since then. But anyway, let's cut this cord, man.
Well, now you got me thinking about it. Hold on. I see.
Oh, you got to check it out. All right. I'll hang out for that. Oh, I actually said hangout. Court in a hangout. Get it?
Butternutsbeerandale.com is the same stupid flashy website.
No way. They still got the barn and all that crap on there? Holy shit.
Oh, this is bad. Oh, this is really bad.
I can even hear it in the background, yeah. Wow, that's pathetic.
I won't even acknowledge that.
Yeah. My laptop blew up because flash overheated my CPU. I was on Butternut's website 3 times a day.
Hoping that they would just die.
Good Lord. All right, Roscoe's Hop House Craft Ale. Two thumbs. That's the most fun I had on the show right there. Right there. Just making a 3-year-old noise. Then thumbs down. Those are very disappointing, dude.
My 4-year-old would be impressed with your sounds.
Yeah, nice.
My 2-year-old would join you.
You remember what I said at the beginning of the show? These beers were okay in Florida, on the beach, at 93 degrees. That pretty much tells you when it's fucking hot outside, you'll pretty much drink anything and like it. So, there you go.
These aren't good.
These are not good beers. I don't know. I'm still, now that I think back, dude, I'm still on the fence about using this as a gateway beer for friends. I'd rather get them like Flying Dog or some shit more than this, you know?
Do you want
an actual craft brewery instead of this shit?
Do you want to get in a little?
Oh, I'm gonna start calling you Boss Hog.
No.
Because you're fat.
I'm fluffy. Sorry. I'm more like anus.
You are an anus. All right, man, let's wrap this shit up. Roscoe's Hop House can suck it.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
And this is the most disappointed sick puppy.
Or even if it's crap.
We just drank it, so you don't have to.
Pretty much.
See, we're back to the learning experience of Should I Drink That? We're here to tell you we hate this shit, so don't waste your money. But if you like it, more power to you.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've got a box of Bully Hill wine on my refrigerator.
That's on your refrigerator?
A box of Bully Hill wine.
I don't even know what Bully Hill is.
It doesn't matter. It's a box of wine.
It's a box of wine. Right.
With a giant rooster on it.
I do have some beers that I brought back home from Florida that Spoon doesn't have. I'll be drinking after this.
Go for it, because...
Yeah. They're called ass-kiss beers or kiss-ass beers or smart-ass beers, something like that. I don't know. Yeah.
Say goodnight, sick puppy.
Goodnight, sick puppy. Eat a bullet.
Bitches!
But
later, we'll see you at episode 92.
Hopefully with better beers.
Later, people.